Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Janet Christie's here, too. Janet's a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 7 years as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without her. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development, the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, Janet, welcome back. And there's another book, isn't there?
Yes, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned.
There it is. I just don't have that one in front of me. I knew there was no, and I almost said that, what you just said, because I thought that's what I remembered. But I wanted to make sure. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Now, you're about to say something that is just literally crazy talk to a talk show host. You're about to say that sometimes you can say too many words, aren't you?
So all I've said so far is hello, and I've already offended you?
You're already in trouble. That's exactly right. So, really, you're right. The words matter. How many words you use matter, and you can use too many, can't you?
Yes, you can. And I was teaching a seminar last night about marketing to a group of women business owners, and we were discussing this thing about using too many words, and I was explaining to them when they give information to somebody that's requested it, you give the information that they ask for. You don't give them too much.
Wow. You told this to who? To a bunch of women?
Yeah.
Now, why are you laughing? I didn't say you thought I was making a joke, didn't you? You thought I was taking a shot, didn't you, Janet?
No.
You know I would never do that.
No, but you were right, because we as women tend to over-explain things, especially. Well, one of the examples I was using for them was something I learned, 300 years ago in sales school, that when you ask for the close, when you ask for the sale, then you don't talk
anymore.
Shut
up.
Yes.
I call it shut up, listen, sell. Souls.
Yeah.
Shut up, listen, sell. And now you're exactly right. Here's another thing that drives me crazy about some people, and I won't point out any particular gender, although I have one in mind, which I think you know what I mean, and I think you do. And that is, I ask a question, and the answer I get back is not the answer to my question, but it's what you think I really mean.
Yeah. And we were discussing that last night, and making an assumption and then taking off on a long verbiage, and by then you've either lost the person or you've offended them because
right.
You weren't listening to what they said.
Right, right. Yeah, the main thing I want is if I ask a question, I mean that. I mean that I'm especially Janet, if a man asks you a question, what they're asking is what they really mean.
Yes, usually.
Yeah.
And they don't want a lengthy answer, usually.
Well, the thing is, it'd be different, and you're making an excellent point here. And let me say this, Janet, you're not the first lady to make this point to other ladies on the show, and I'm glad you're saying it, because it's important. The other thing is if you're going to give extra words, give those words as explanatory words after you've answered the question or dealt with the issue at hand. In other words, don't put the explanatory words first and then get to the point.
Yes, and last night we were talking about marketing messages, and so I was trying to explain to them that you don't start with an explanation of what your product and service is.
Right.
You answer their question, which may be an unsaid question, but it is their need or their want or their problem or their obstacle. You address that.
Right.
It's kind of like my missionary analogy. It's real hard to witness to someone about religion, Christianity, whatever, if their stomach is growling.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, so, and another thing, that, and I his this was very interesting. I was at a, I was a speaker at a, at a at an event one time, and a lady followed me on the stage. I'll never forget this as long as I live. She drew a straight line, a horizontal straight line, and then she drew a big circle around that line. And then she said, okay, this line is from this point to this point, that's how men think. When men, when you're talking to men, they think, I start here and I end there and I go on the straight line to get there. And she said, women go around the circle to do that. And now this, now, this is a woman saying this to a, and it was to an audience of women. And she, the point she was trying to make was kind of what you're saying, and that is, you know, you need to try to flatten the circle out a little bit. We're not trying to, you and I aren't saying women turn into men. We're just saying flatten the circle a little bit.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. There's a lot of us women who would rather have the straight line than the circle when we ask a question.
Yeah, yeah, there are.
So, yes, like get right to the point. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we were talking about last night was not just verbal, but in written word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it seems to be a trend now that on a website or a brochure, you try to see how many words you can get in a day.
Right.
And you give way too much explanation about what you do and how you do it and why you do it and that kind of stuff when people are mostly just interested in what you do.
Well, and as you know, I've just finished a book project, and what I learned in writing the book, what I have learned in writing books, this is my third one, is that when you're writing the book, you just let the words come out. You don't worry about editing. You don't worry about a total words. You just let them come out. You don't try to edit while you're creating. You just let them come out. But then you go back, and I mean, we sent the book yesterday. It's out of my hands now, but Janet, I spent the day before taking words out of my book, continuing to look at it and saying, okay, I don't need that word. I don't need that word. That's unnecessary. I can tighten it up this way. What do you think?
That is exactly what you should do. Whether it's a book or a brochure or a proposal.
Or an email. How about an email? I mean,
yes.
That's the reason why if I'm sending an important email and it doesn't have to go today, I'll sleep on it. I'll send it to myself and read it in the morning. And then I'll wind up tightening it up. Janet, I need your website, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Janet Christie and I will be right back. We're talking about words, folks. Less is better in most cases, unless you're a talk show host. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.